We had escaped the trenches and dusted off our failure and headed for the future together, arm in arm. You with your regrets and I with my victory, yet both of us in tatters, our bodies wrecked and torn. We had believed the stories that all our generals told us. They promised us Valhalla, they said it was our due, but the barbed wire ripped us, it gave us no salvation, and the bullets stripped our virtue, left us dying on the ground. Then I heard a scream that chilled my future. I looked to see who had made it, whose life was at an end. Then I realized that the voice that I was hearing had come from my own body as I laid on the ground. The mud we lay together, wrapped in each other's arms, and the blood that left our bodies joined us in a river of red. Above us in the cold air, we heard our comrades laughing, for they had made it back to safety, they were ready to fight again. They knew that we were missing, along with many others. The night air was vibrating with the cries of dying men. Then the last journey started, and we gathered up our memories. We raised our shattered bodies, and we walked towards the light. You shared my journey, we were each other's heroes. We only had each other, but in that we rejoiced. Oh, we were our country's martyrs, and we gave our bodies freely. We were just two of many who paid the highest price. Fields of France, the crosses stand, reminders of our journey. From British towns and villages, oh, to free the rights of men. And though we knew our chances of surviving man's atrocities, they were small and not worth having, we still pack them in our bags. And the poppies that are swaying in the breeze that gently blows tell the story of the men who never came home. Yes, the poppies that are swaying in the breeze that gently blows tell the story of the man who never came home.